This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli military spokesman says Israel is expanding its ground operation in Gaza with infantry and armored vehicles backed by massive strikes from the air and sea. Earlier on Saturday, the Israeli military released grainy images of tank columns moving slowly in open areas of Gaza and said warplanes bombed dozens of Hamas tunnels and underground bunkers. Previously, troops had conducted brief nightly ground incursions before returning to Israel. It is the latest stage in Israel's campaign to crush the territory's ruling militant group after its bloody incursion in southern Israel 3 weeks ago. As part of the stepped-up bombardment, Israel also knocked out communication in Gaza and created a near blackout for information. The Pakistani military says two soldiers and one militant have been killed in a roadside bomb explosion and in a separate shootout during an overnight military operation in the northwest along the border with Afghanistan. Two militants were arrested. A statement said an operation was conducted in the Tyra Valley of the Khyber District, triggered a shootout, left one militant dead late Friday night. The military said two soldiers were killed when a roadside bomb exploded near a security patrol overnight after a years-long operation. The Army previously announced it had cleared the region of local and foreign militants. Occasional attacks have continued, however. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A coal mine fire in central Kazakhstan has killed at least 21 workers, while another 25 remained unaccounted for. That's according to the operating company in a statement. About 252 people were working at the Kostenko mine Saturday at the time of the blaze, believed to have been caused by a pocket of methane gas. The company is in the local representative for Luxembourg-based multinational, the world's second-largest steel producer. The fire is the latest in a string of workplace deaths at sites owned by the company. The Kazakh president said Saturday his country is stopping investment cooperation with the company and said an investigation has been ordered as a result. Hawaii's land board says it will hand over state land on Maui to be used for a wildfire memorial and fire debris disposal. But members of the State Board of Land and Natural Resources urged Maui County to talk further with the community after some raised concerns about how the proposed landfill would affect nearby coral reefs and historic sites. County officials say that the debris will be put into dumpsters lined with impermeable plastic, then wrapped up like a burrito and sealed with glue. Another layer of plastic would cover it. The landfill would be closed and covered with grass and then look like a park. Families in Niger say they are struggling after economic sanctions imposed in response to a military coup 3 months ago. Landlocked Niger is one of the world's poorest countries, and neighboring West African nations have closed their borders altogether. Residents say food prices have skyrocketed while trucks carrying needed food and other aid are lined up at the borders. The sanctions so far have had little or no impact on the junta, which has set up a transitional government that could remain in power for up to 3 years. Some junta supporters called the sanctions suffering a worthy sacrifice. Donald Trump is set to testify November 6th in his New York civil fraud trial, following his three eldest children to the witness stand in a case that has threatened to disrupt the family's real estate empire. It was already expected that the former president's sons Donald Jr. and Eric would testify. Timing became clearer Friday after the judge ruled the daughter Ivanka Trump was also